We did not go outside. We practiced inside. We were able to get the temperature close to 30 degrees. Had pretty good wind going in the Hudson Center there later with the exhaust fan. So I thought the work was good in the practicing with the weather.
Was the field not in good enough condition to
practice? It could have been, but just the report going down to practice, the 25 mile an hour gust winds, and we're expecting 6 to 8 mile an hour winds Sunday. So we made the decision based on the weather.
How strong of winds can you simulate in the Hudson Center?
Never measured them. Good question. We'll have to get to that information.
Any concern about Cobb for Sunday?
Had a chance to talk to Randall on the field when he was turning punts. He said he feels a lot better today than he did yesterday, so I'm not concerned about his availability Sunday, but he's getting better through the week, and I think once he gets off the field tomorrow, having 50-plus hours to get ready, I think he'll be fine.
Mike, in what ways has he made your football team better with the return element that he's added to it?
I mean, number one, Randall's a playmaker, and he's brought productivity to our return game that we really haven't had at that level in my time here, with the two scores. But his ability really to put his foot down and get vertical, he doesn't waste returns. He's not trying to bounce things, and I think he's been disciplined and getting better, throughout the year, the discipline way. His path and his course is coordinated with the return blocking scheme. So I think, really with that, it's not always just the returner. It's the coordination with the blocking unit. I feel that we're doing just a much better job of that on both the punt and the kickoff.
Do you feel good about where he's gone in terms of ball security, too, after he had a couple of incidents there?
Definitely. No, I mean, he's had the problems early in the year, and we practice it every day, and, I expect all our perimeter players and anybody that handles the football to be top notch in the area of ball security.
Mike, how much more difficult is ball security in the weather like this? I know you guys practice it a lot, but it's different when you have conditions like you get for Sunday.
You definitely have to upgrade your focus. I mean, it's handling the football is a priority year round, but it definitely is more of a challenge in cold weather. So that's why we like I've said before, compared to my first 2 years here, the ability to practice outside or practice inside at 28 to 30 degrees has been very beneficial to us as a football team. So we're handling the football a lot more in cold weather prior to these games. So, but it's more of a challenge, and the ball takes on a different texture, and it's important to really focus the quarterbacks in particular and how they handle it too. So it's something you need to work on. We have the playoff captains on offense. Aaron Rodgers and Donald Driver were elected captains. On defense, Charles Woodson and A.J. Hawk. And on special teams, Mason Crosby and Jared Bush.
Back to special teams, were you disappointed in your performance the last couple of years? And I guess on the other side of the coin, how have you guys gone from where you were last year to how was your pretty solid this year?
Well, I think every year you look to improve in certain areas. Sean Slocum and I made a philosophy change going into last year, and I think you're seeing the benefits of it in year two. Everybody talks about how young we are as a football team, and no one is affected or challenged more by that than our special teams coaches. So in just evaluating volume of scheme versus time committed to fundamentals, different types of fundamentals that we've integrated into our special teams, I think it's really helped us. So we've really backed off schematically and have spent an enormous amount of time on the fundamentals of special teams, frankly, because of our inexperience there. Our youngest players play on special teams primarily, and it was important to take a step back.
With Ryan Grant, he's from there. He's used to play there. I mean, can that factor into a player's performance? And the second part of that is, what does he bring to Packers locker room for people that aren't here all the time?
Well, I think that's really a question for Ryan. I know he is proud to be from there. He's been with us, for quite some time. I don't really feel, just in conversations I've had with him, that there is a strong connection with Ryan and the Giants. So I don't think he needs extra motivation. He's a stud individual. He has a strong presence in our locker room. He's definitely one of the stronger personalities. Just a blue collar workmanlike approach to everything he does, and I'm sure that'll be in place Sunday afternoon.
Mike, just on a national scale, I know there are a lot of conversations going on about Matt Flynn, particularly after that Detroit game and just how well he performed. From your perspective, what did that performance speak to? His talent, or is it something where your system allows him to thrive that way? What did you feel like, or is it a combination of the two?
Well, the credit always goes to the player, because the player is the performer. You can talk about systems and styles of play. Our offensive system has been the same since I've had the opportunity to learn the foundation of it since 1989. It's based around making the quarterback successful. So, with that being said, the quarterback is given a lot of responsibility, and our quarterbacks do an excellent job of that, starting with Aaron and Matt's taking full advantage of the two opportunities he's had in the last 2 years. So, but ultimately, you have to give Matt the credit for putting the work in, performing at the level that he has. You got to credit Joe Philbin and Tom Clements. Even more so Tom. I think it's important to always acknowledge the position coaches, because those are the coaches that are there every day working with those guys. So, Matt's a fine young player, and he's got a lot of good football ahead of him. So, but it was nice to see him perform at that level.
Does having this group of players around him, does that maybe make it easier for a quarterback to step in and have success because of the core players around him?
No doubt about it. It's a team game. There's 11 of them out there every play. There's no quarterback that's ever done it by himself. So, He's driving a pretty sweet car when he gets behind the wheel. So it isn't like he's, driving something that it doesn't have a fresh coat of paint on it. So he got to step in the seat and drive it, and he's driven it very well in his two opportunities.
Mike, assuming you have all 53 guys, how hard is it going to be to get your final roster down? And are guys actually competing this week for, game day active rosters, or have you figured that out?
No, definitely. No, there's a number of competitions that are going on. This is, the situation you're in when you are healthy. It's been unfortunately easy to pick 46 in the prior weeks because of our injuries have answered those questions. So it's definitely going to be tough when we have the game management Saturday, and have to let the players know Sunday. So this is going to be, there's going to be some tough decisions.
Two more? Mike, are you guys going to be able to attend the funeral as a team
at all,
or is that up to individuals?
Definitely. It's definitely a personal preference. Everybody's aware of the scheduling of tonight and tomorrow.
Mike, do you expect the Giants to do anything differently as far as coverage-wise, or do you kind of have an idea of how they'll attack in the secondary?
I think we have an idea how they're going to attack us, and the options that they present as far as the way they've played against us, and really the way they've played here down the stretch. They've shifted gears just from a tendency standpoint, from the way they played prior to our game to the way they've played after our game. So, but still, with that, you prepare for all of it. We had the open week to spend a lot of time on the potential playoff opponents. So we've had the ability to look at all the information prior to our first game and all the information afterwards.